This is Ethically Speaking.
One of the things that we value most is liberty. Even with the Patriot Act, we can pretty much do whatever we want when our behavior is self-regarding.
But the distinction between self-regarding and other-regarding behavior isn't always obvious. Smoking was once considered a self-regarding behavior. Then we learned of the dangers of secondhand smoke. And then there's this example. We consider the spending of money to be a self-regarding behavior, but we also have a duty to provide for our kids. So how much must we provide for them before it's ethically okay to head to the casino?
Dean, arguments like this tend to lead people to think that no behavior is self-regarding. So I'm going to turn the problem around. Can you prove that my actions have an effect on others?
Well, you can never really know the full consequences of your actions. Who knows how a new job will affect your family? But you know that it will.
That's my point. There are so many possible futures with all sorts of variables beyond one person's behavior. We can never know if our choices are really the cause of a particular outcome. And that's why philosophers draw the line at direct duty and predictable consequences. If I made the neighbor's kid the heir to my estate, that might be great for that child, but it doesn't mean that I'm ethically required to do that. I have a duty to my own children, but not the neighbor's. And since I can predict that driving drunk is more likely to result in my getting into an accident and harming others, I am ethically required not to drink and drive. But other than fulfilling those direct duties, I am free to do what I want.
Do you have liberty that's absolute? You're free to tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
We're Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking, a co-production of the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism, University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Music by Eric Hutchins.